Turn in your testaments to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Last night I was greatly struck when I was reading the word about that verse. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. You have two views of Christ here. You have Christ as a great exemplar, the mighty one, the one who is above all. And what an exemplar he is. There's none like Jesus. None can measure up to the Lord. None can come near to the Lord. He's the great King and only head of the church. But you'll notice that he's not only the exemplar, but he's the example. And we are to look to him as our example, Amen. Leaving us an example. Amen. You say, how could I ever be like Jesus? Well, the Spirit of God can make you like Jesus. It takes the Almighty Spirit to make sinners like the Almighty Christ. And that's what he does. He brings us into the family. He says he stamps upon his children the likeness of the family. That's a wonderful thing. Ma, we've been born into God's family. May we grow up every day like unto Christ. We see him as a great exemplar, but we see him also as a great example. And then there's two things about him here. There's first of all his suffering. He suffered for us. And then there is something more. There's his steps. His suffering and his steps. I don't know whether you have ever thought of Christ's steps in the last day of his life before the cross. He went up the stairs to the upper room. We would follow him there. He laid off his garments and took the slave's place, took a basin of water and washed the disciples' feet. And then he stepped to the Passover feast, and he presented them with the broken bread and with the cup. And then he stepped down the stairs and he walked through Jerusalem, and there was a river there, the brook Kidron, and he crossed over that river. Where did he go to? To a garden. And I see his steps in the garden. But I see more than his steps. I see that there's blood on his feet in the garden, because he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. And then from there he went to Pilate, to the Jewish Sanhedrin high priest's house, where he was buffeted and spat upon and cursed. And then he was taken to Pilate. And he was shoddily treated there. And then he was taken to Herod. And Herod stripped him of his raiment and mocked him. Then he was sent back to Pilate. And Pilate sent him downstairs to the whipping chamber. And he was whipped. And then he went on the long path outside the city wall to Calvary. We should follow in his steps. The Lord needs to break us off from the world and break us into the fellowship of the cross. But then there's something else. There's two things that I have a part in. One is this: I'm called. For even hereunto were ye called. I remember the day he called me. He called me long before I came. But when I took him by his word, thank God, redeemed, he lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he called me. But there's not only his call, but you will notice that we are to follow. We're to follow him. Look down and you'll see his footprint on every place you walk in the will of God.
Amen.
And you'll know Christ has been there before you, and it is well with your soul. We're here to take communion because it's well with our soul. What a privilege. May we do it in remembrance of him.